is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, next on the programme, do you stream or illegally download songs or movies? How would you feel about being brought to court and sued over illegally downloading a movie or a song or whatever? Well, we've two reasons for talking about this on the show. One is from a listener who just wants to be known as Brian, who received a warning letter from Virgin Media, which is his cable and internet provider. And the letter that he got was giving him a warning that he had illegally downloaded a song. They were able to name the song and everything else that he had illegally downloaded. And he was given a three-strike warning. And this is in Irish law. I just don't know many people who've gotten the letter until he sent us a screenshot of the letter, or a photograph of the letter. And it's quite clear it's from Virgin Media, and it is warning him that he illegally downloaded a particular song. They give the name of the song and they warn him, three strikes and you're out. In other words, if this happens again, we will literally cut off your internet service. But also in the news today, it was announced that in Canada, they are coming down hard on people who illegally download movies and music. About 3,400 Canadians face legal action in federal courts launched by a Toronto law firm on behalf of US movie production companies attempting to enforce their copyright claims. Here's what the lawyer who's taking this case said. There is no such thing as a free lunch. If you get caught, you have to pay. They are now facing fines of around €3,000 each if they're found guilty of downloading movies. And here's the question that I want to ask you. Would threats and fines like this scare you off from downloading movies and songs illegally? Do you do it? Because a lot of people always, you know, argue when we have this conversation, they argue that it's a victimless crime. Nobody's getting hurt. But as this lawyer in America said, there is no such thing as a free lunch. You're not entitled to rob a movie that cost millions and millions to produce. Here's what Brian said in his mail about the letter he got from Virgin Media. He says, lads, look at this. They are sending me warning letters because I downloaded some songs. Are they allowed to do this? This is bull because everyone does this and all my mates have been doing it for years. Why is it any of their business what I download? They just provide my broadband, which I pay for. You need to talk about this. And that's from a guy called Brian. And as I said to you, Brian did send us a photograph of the actual letter that he got from Virgin Media. And it will be on our Facebook page in just a couple of moments. Facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. And here's what it says. Dear so-and-so, your IP address, and by the way, this has warning red letters on it, important account information. IRMA, which is the Irish Recorded Music Rights Association, have highlighted copyright infringement using your IP address. And here's what the letter says. Your IP address has been highlighted to us by the Irish Recorded Music Association as allegedly sharing music without the correct permission. This is part of IRMA's mission to focus on identifying copyright infringement online. When IRMA highlight an IP address to us, like yours, we're legally bound by court order to identify the account involved and the account holder and contact them. That's why we're sending you this letter. And it tells the song that this person downloaded. It mentions the record company and that it was downloaded from your IP address. That's quite a... If you got a letter like this in the post, you'd go, uh-oh. You can have a look at the letter on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. Have you ever gotten one of these letters? I've never actually seen one until today. But maybe you're somebody who has gotten one before, or maybe you're somebody who just doesn't give a damn and downloads regularly. So, Dave, I'm going to talk to you straight after the break because you illegally download all the time.
Yeah, quite a bit. Just like nearly every other person who has an internet connection.
I'd love to hear from you. Now, Dave, you do this regularly.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Now, does it worry you, or have you ever gotten a letter from your service provider? Oh, you there, Dave?
They don't seem to...
Sorry, I lost you there. I lost you there. Repeat that there, please.
I said, I'm with Sky, and they don't really have any rules or anything like that in place. Plus, I use a VPN, so they can't actually track what I do on the internet.
Okay, so you protect your identity online, basically.
Yeah, more or less.
And, you see, again, I have to be very careful having this conversation that I'm not seeing to be encouraging people, because it is illegal.
I know it is illegal. I've no compulsions about it. I do realise, I'm not like your man saying, why are they picking on me? And to be honest, I can't understand why anybody would download music. I mean, you have Spotify, it's free. You have YouTube. But, you don't need to download music anymore.
Yeah, no, I have to say, where it comes to music, I kind of don't get it anymore myself. And even if you go for the Spotify Premium or Apple Music Premium, that's a tenner a month, which is nothing.
But not even premium.
I know. Yeah,
it's free. Do you know? Like, I for me, it's mostly just movies and TV shows. That's it. And like, I still go to the cinema and I still buy some of the movies when they come out on DVD. So they're still they're still getting paid. Like the movie industry isn't in dire straits because of illegal downloading. I mean, Aquaman made $1 billion at the box office. Black Panther made $2 billion at the box office. The movie industry is going away just fine.
But just because they're making, they could be making more money if you went to see those movies in the cinema.
But Adrian, the thing is, you could wipe out illegal downloads in the morning, and it wouldn't affect their bottom line one bit. Do you know, the only reason you have people like companies like Sky pussing about it is because they had the monopoly for a long time. And now they're losing out in business thanks to Netflix and Hulu and all that. Because people are sick and tired of watching a TV show that has maybe 3 or 4 ad breaks in it, and they can just watch directly what they want to watch, instead of flicking through 200 channels that they don't want to pay for, but they have to pay for, because Sky are so rigid when it comes to their plans. Do you know, I mean, you might have people taking a moral stance about this, right? If somebody buys stuff from Wish or Joom or any of them cheap apps, they are directly funding the Chinese black market, which costs businesses all over the world billions. Like, that makes more of an impact on economies than illegal downloads do. Because people still go to the cinema. People still have Sky TV. It's just something we do. I mean, back in the day, you'd buy bootleg DVDs out of the back of a fella's car. Or someone might come home from holidays to Spain.
That's not still a thing, is it?
No, but look, DVDs are a dying technology now.
That's
anyway.
That's the point. Yeah, yeah.
You know, and even people tried to blame illegal downloads on Extravision closing down. That wasn't illegal downloads. That was Netflix. It's the same reason why GameStop is probably going to be closed in the next 10 years. It's because downloads, people don't have to leave their house. It's all about convenience.
All right, stay there for one second, Dave, because I have a WhatsApp voice message which is directed directly
that
at you.
Shambles, lads. People downloading stuff off the internet for free, especially music. That's what has music and concerts and events absolutely ruined to this day and age. Modern technology. Years ago, everybody would be delighted to pay a few euros to go and see a concert or to get a song that's out in a single. That's what has all the shops closed down.
Okay, stay there for a sec, because that's actually you, Mark. That message I'm playing is from you. You see, technology moves on, Mark. That's the point.
Yeah, you know,
years ago, you had to physically go into a record store and buy a record or a CD or whatever. You don't have to even leave your house now to get music.
No, it's readily available to you, Adrian. And years ago, I suppose, when I was younger, growing up, I used to go into the local record store and used to buy those singles. My local record store has actually closed down recently, and I got chatting to the owner, and he said, look, Mark, he says, the internet's so readily available to people, which is great in one way, but it's ruined me and my business in another way. That man has a small family as well.
But unfortunately, Mark, that's technology. You know, you have to keep up with technology, and that's where a company like Netflix came along. They originally, when they started, rented out DVDs, but they adapted to change and started streaming online and stuff like that. So in other words,
but you're paying for that service. So you're paying to use that service, which is fine.
Yeah.
But I don't agree with people illegal downloading.
But according to Dave, he thinks that the movie business, for example, is making billions. They're not concerned about him downloading movies and everything else. He sees it as a victimless crime.
Yeah, well, it is a victim of crime because you should be paying to use this service and not just downloading illegally. Because there's somebody somewhere sitting down somewhere else that has nothing to do when he scammed the whole system.
Dave, you shouldn't be doing this. That's the bottom line of what he's saying.
Yeah, and look, I'm not going to get on my high horse and say it's a victimless crime. Morally, I do guess it's wrong. But, you know, like if they really, like if the internet service providers have such a problem with people doing this, they can enact ways to stop it. Like, I play video games with a guy from Canada regularly, and he tells me he doesn't download movies. He doesn't use BitTorrent, because if he does get caught, he can get a lot of trouble. See, the problem with it over here is, like, the laws are about 10 years behind the technology. Do you know, and, like,
okay,
I won't actually download music, because the only people who do really get hit hard by illegal downloads are musicians. The movie industry and the television industry are doing perfectly fine. We could wipe out illegal downloads in the morning and it wouldn't harm their bottom line one bit. It wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't think you're right, Dave.
Right, well then, I'll tell you what then. But what about, like I said a minute ago, what about sites like Wish and Joom and all that? Will we ban them as well? Because, I mean, all the stuff you're buying there is...
And a lot of people, a lot of people think that you should.
Yeah, but see, a lot of people don't realise that stuff is coming straight off the Chinese black market either. Do you know, I mean, like, technology companies, like, a lot of times when a movie comes out, right, before it's released on DVD, it's a screener, which means somebody who actually works in the industry managed to get their hands on that file and put that file out on the internet.
Correct, yes.
So maybe if they have such a problem, improve their own security.
So that a movie doesn't get leaked out.
So the movie doesn't get out. I mean, like any time a Star Wars movie comes out, you might find a copy of it online 2 or 3 days before the DVD comes out. How is it Disney are able to keep their stuff under wraps, but other companies just, you know, it just ends up out there? Like, a lot of people who watch TV series online as well, they probably have Sky themselves and watch it on Sky, but they just watch it on the internet because it's out sooner, and they don't have to wait week after week and sit down and be bombarded by TV ads. You know, it's for most people, it's all about convenience.
Okay, you were saying that your friend in the States, was it the States or Canada? I can't remember which.
Canada,
okay. And this, I was talking about a case in Canada where there 3,400 Canadians are facing legal action launched by a Toronto law firm on behalf of US movie production companies. Maybe that's what your mate is talking about. This is quite serious. They're now facing fines of around $3,000 each if they were found guilty.
I'll tell you, they're getting off lucky. Have you ever actually looked up, like, the, you know, like when you watch a movie that comes up, like, federal copyright law?
Yeah.
If they really wanted to nail you to the wall, they could do you for $250,000 and 10 years in jail if they really... Because remember, there was a guy a couple of years ago, he got found with thousands of songs on his computer. And they were going to try and do him to the full extent of the law. And he was looking at $200,000 and possibly 8 or 9 years in jail.
Would that stop... would a case like that stop you?
Of course it would. I don't have $200,000 and I don't want to spend 8 or 9 years in jail.
No, so the point is that, is it not a case that people like you continue to do it because you know you do get away with it. You've never gotten a letter warning you,
no,
three strikes and you're out.
What was your man's? It was Virgin, was it?
Yes.
Yeah, we see, I know Air do a 3 strikes policy.
I think they all have to.
They don't. Sky and Vodafone don't.
I don't know if that's right by law. I don't know if it's right.
Maybe by law, but they don't enforce the rules. Because Sky probably don't give two shits as long as they get paid.
Yeah, you could say the same about all of them, but...
Yeah, but I'm saying, I mean, I hide my identity online, but I've never heard of this coming up with Sky. I know Air do it and Virgin, but I know people who don't do what I do, and they download stuff or stream stuff all the time, and they've never received any kind of letters. And like, I guarantee there are many people out here.
I stand corrected now, I have to say. This was last July. 3 global music labels are seeking a high court order against Sky Ireland to force it to implement a 3 strikes on your out policy against its broadband customers who download music. So yeah, I stand corrected.
There you go.
I stand corrected. Here's another thing. This is what Virgin Media on their website are quite clear about this, that in accordance with Virgin Media's terms and conditions, it is illegal to copy, distribute copies, blah, 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 of television programmes. But the big record companies did, last July, go to the courts against Sky and tried to force them to have a similar three strikes and you're out policy, which... Maybe they didn't. I don't know what is the result of that, but I'll try and find out in a couple of minutes. All right, stay there for a second. 6797981 is our telephone number. Paddy, you're on 98FM. How are you, Paddy?
How, thanks.
Good, thank you, Paddy. What did you want to say on this?
I also illegally download, but I also go to the cinema. Now, I'd go see a film. I go see a film probably two or three times in the same movie in the cinema.
You go to see it two or three times?
Yeah, I'm mad into my movies. And when it comes out then for download, I'll download it, I'll watch it again. And then when it comes out on Blu-ray or 4K, I'll buy it on Blu-ray or 4K.
Right. So you really love your movies.
Yeah. Well, that's it. We're going to see Captain Marvel now on Friday and I'll probably go see it again on Sunday.
Right. Okay, fair enough. And will you illegally download it as well?
Yeah.
So you can watch it another four or five times?
Yeah, and then when it comes out on 4K, I'll buy it on 4K. And like the 4K Blu-rays aren't cheap, like they're €45.
Yeah, I know they're expensive enough, all right, yeah. So your point is that even though you might download illegally here and there, you still support the business by buying the DVD, going to the cinema and everything else?
100%.
Now, you have to accept, Paddy, you would be the exception rather than the rule.
Yeah, like my whole family now illegally download. And it'd be only like the seven siblings of my family. They all illegally download, and it's only probably been me and my other brother that would go to movies and download and then buy DVDs.
Right, so you make no apologies for your little bit of illegal downloading because you are supporting the business itself.
Yeah, 100%.
Now, okay, you know and I know that loads of people do this. Maybe they're using whatever it is, IP blockers or whatever, in order to do it. It is still illegal what they're doing and what you're doing.
Yeah, but like, I don't know how they, like, I still buy my DVDs, like, you know, so it's not like I'm stealing from them because I'm paying to go see it in cinema. I've gone to see it three or four times in cinema. Mm-hmm. Then when it comes out, I'll download it. I'll probably watch it once or twice when I download it. And then when it comes out on Blu-ray or 4K, I'll buy it then and watch it again a couple of times.
Okay, so, right, it does sound like you would be the exception to the rule rather than the actual rule. 6797981 is our telephone number. Let me read out a couple of your messages. 30 years ago, we would sit beside a radio and record songs from the radio. Isn't it the exact same thing? I suppose it kind of, well, it actually is. But you weren't distributing them. That's the difference. You know, an awful lot of people are putting them online for them to be available to millions of people. Yes, if you listened to a radio station back in the day and you recorded the song off the radio station, it was technically the same thing, but it was only one copy of the song rather than hundreds of thousands of copies of that one song. That's the point. Another message says, there's no point in being angry with the internet service providers. They stated in the letter that they are legally bound to bring this to his attention and to pass on his details. Stephen, you're on 98FM. How are you, Stephen?
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you, Stephen. What did you want to say?
I was just wondering, all those lads that are saying that they're downloading, if they were to start up their own business and they were told that they're going to lose half their profits to illegal downloading or robbing, would they still do the same thing?
Yeah, you see, this is where the problem is, that people don't see illegal downloading as robbing. Now, it is, but they don't see it that way because they're doing it in their own kitchen or bedroom or whatever.
They're getting away with it, and they're getting a lot more vigilant about it, I believe. So, I'd say a lot more people would be getting letters.
That's the point. And I think that's the point that that guy Brian wanted to highlight. I got this letter in the post and other people need to be warned to be more careful with what they're actually downloading.
Yeah, and I'd say it's rife, you know. There's a lot of... it's so easy now, isn't it? It's really easy to do.
The thing about music... I agree with on this. And I'll be honest, many years ago, I used to illegally download music, but you don't need to anymore because you have the likes of Spotify, which is providing every single song of the whole world for you. So you don't, and for the sake of tenner a month, it's great value. It really is.
It really is.
Yeah, for a tenner a month, like, you really can't go wrong.
Yeah, if you go back to the 70s and 80s, how much did you spend on records, Adrian?
I would have been slightly different in that I would have been DJing, whatever, but I spent a fortune on music. I spent an absolute fortune on music, and now I can get it all these years later for a tenner a month, which is a huge difference.
It's nothing, you know, so you should pay it. It doesn't matter if people are making 5 billion or 10 billion. That's what they're in business for, you know what I mean? You shouldn't be stealing at the end of the day. I know
it is one of the reasons why concert tickets are so. It is one of the reasons why concert tickets have become so expensive, because the artists have to make money somehow, and concerts is how they're making their money.
You're biting your face to spite your nose, isn't that the same?
Something like that. All right, come on. Thanks very much indeed, Stephen. Let me read another couple of your messages. Adrian, a lot of people don't realise if they share their Netflix accounts, they are breaking the law as well. Oh, I didn't know that myself. Oh, are you not allowed to have your Netflix on 5 different devices? So that happens to, or 3 different devices or whatever. But anyway, maybe that is the case. And then one more. If you download, you use it for your own purpose. You should be fined if you're uploading. When you're uploading, then you're sharing with the public. That's the people they should be going after. And that is, they are the people that they have been going after in recent years, people who are doing the uploading. And then, lads, pursuant to the Copyright Act 2000, it is an offence to make an illegal copy, whether downloaded or not, of copyrighted material without authorisation, says John. Thank you for that informative piece. And by the way, if you didn't see the letter that we're talking about that Virgin Media sent to our listener, you can have a look at it right now. It's on our Facebook page at facebook.com/AdrianKay and Jeremy D. You might get a fright if you got a letter like this in the post, now, I have to say, because of the big red letters on it and everything else. It's one of those, we need your attention right now, letters. Anyway, there you go. It's 98FM's Dublin Talks.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98FM.